Listening Dog Media.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Cherie.
It's the Hot Mess Mums Club podcast. I'm Kelly Pegg.
And I'm Cherie Murphy.
And we're going solo. It's just us for the first time in season two.
I know.
Just you and me.
I like
just you and I.
I do like it. Well, it's not just you and
no,
I.
We've got Heath here, my little nearly two-year-old.
Yeah, so he's here. He's fine,
in the background.
Though.
Sorry about that. But yes.
No, it's nice to be just us. I mean, I love our guests, but nice. Sometimes it's nice just us two chit-chatting.
It doesn't matter.
I know.
And it's been busy in the household for you because obviously GCSEs.
Yep. So we had GCSE results, A-level results, summer holidays, back to school. It has been absolute like a whirlwind in our house.
Crikey.
I know, but I'm glad everyone's back at school now, so I'm really happy. I feel free. That's why I'm sat here.
You do, don't you? You feel like you've been in prison for about 6 weeks.
I know.
And then all of a sudden they open the gates and go, there you go. And it's a terrible thing to say. I've only got, obviously, the one daughter that's gone back to school, but it has been quite difficult this time.
Yeah.
I've been ripping my hair out.
They drive me up the wall and round the bend.
Yes.
I miss them. And that's all, you know, they'll
It's the quietness,
listening.
Isn't it? You think there's something wrong. You're like, why is it so quiet? Why is it so relaxed? Yeah. Well, kind of.
it has been just busy time in our house. So Ruby started sixth form, which is a whole new thing.
Oh, wow.
Matilda, who's 11, started high school.
Oh, my
God. And Dolly's gone into year three. And Taylor is at home.
Crikey.
No, yeah, he didn't want to go to university.
Oh, I don't blame him.
Do you not? I don't know. I mean, I didn't go to uni, but I kind of, I don't know. I suppose I wanted him to have some sort of direction or just something to do. But he's beyond laid back. And, you know, he's a good boy, but that causes me worry and I don't know why. But
he'll be fine.
Yeah,
he'll work his way out. I think uni isn't for everyone. And I think it's so expensive nowadays that it puts a lot of people off.
Yeah.
But also, there are so many ridiculous courses out there that a lot of kids do them because they don't know what to do. And they come out and they're still no further on.
I know,
on.
Which I don't want him to do.
No.
I mean, he wants to be an actor. I want him to stick to that.
Yes.
So he's off to all sorts of different drama classes and this, that, and the
other. It means you've still got him at home. Still
I know.
Doing his washing.
I know, yes.
Keeping
doing
an eye
everything.
On him and his girlfriend.
Yes.
This isn't a bad thing, Cherie.
I know. I shouldn't be complaining, actually.
No. Because they say, don't they, with boys, when they marry, you lose them.
I know.
That's it.
I
so
know.
You need to hold on, because I know with Heath, I'm not going to let him go.
No, my mum's done quite well. I've got four brothers, and they all still go back to my mum, which is lovely. And all their partners love my mum, which is lovely. Actually, we celebrated her 70th birthday.
Yeah, I saw the photos.
We went down to London. Yeah, Mama Murphy. And she had a little barbecue in a little tiny garden that you can barely swing a cat in. And all of us were there, all my four brothers, partners, 10 grandkids. So that was lovely as well, bless her. But yeah, my brothers are super close to my mum, which is really nice. So
that's,
you never know.
Lovely. Heath has just put the printer on. He's actually just put the printer on in the studio. I also believe that it wasn't just Mama Murphy's birthday, was it? You have had a birthday as well recently.
I have, yes. Grand old age of 44, which I cannot believe.
Oh, you don't look it, Cherie.
Oh, please.
You don't. It's not old, though, but you really don't.
I know. I think when you're in your 30s, you sort of think, oh, yeah, this is okay. I feel grown up, you know, leaving your 20s and all this, that and the other.
Yeah.
When you hit your 40s, it just starts bloody flying. it doesn't seem yesterday, and now I sound like my mum, that I was, you know, turning 40 and now I'm 40 bloody four. Oh, what the hell?
I know.
I can't bear it.
I don't think I've enjoyed a birthday since I was 30.
Oh, no.
So I hate it when you see on social media someone going, oh, it's my 30th, I'm old. And I think, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
I loved it. I got engaged to Chris.
Yeah.
It was a really, I've decided
was
I
that
wanted
on your
a
birthday?
Baby.
Yeah.
Oh,
flew
me to
lovely.
New York. It was really all lovely and romantic and perfect.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And then after that, I think I had my daughter, and then you instantly feel older when you've had a child.
Yeah.
You age about 5 years in a year. And then 35, well, halfway to 40. I didn't feel good about that. And now I'm 38 in October and I just think, oh.
Oh, stop.
That's it. It changes though, doesn't it?
It does, but you're still young. So embrace that youngness.
I don't feel it.
I mean, I don't feel older.
No. And you don't act either. You've got, Cherie, you're not a mumsy mum. You're not a, not there's anything wrong with mumsy. I don't like that word. But you're not a, you know, you're very with it. But you've got to be because you've got four kids at all different ages.
Yeah.
So you have to be on it, don't you, really?
I know. I think sometimes that I do, like I act like the, what as my dad would say, act the goat. I muck around so much. And sometimes like on social media, especially if I'm at work and I'm doing silly videos,
yeah, well,
my kids must think, mother, what are you doing? I've got friends out there that are watching you and you're frigging doing the running man or whatever. But I think, you know, if you still feel young in yourself, why? Just because of your age, it doesn't matter, does it?
Well, I saw all your stories when it was your birthday because obviously we posted on our Instagram.
Yeah.
I did a post for you.
Bless
but
you.
All your friends did story posts. And in all of these happy birthday wishes to Cherie, basically she was drunk in all of them, and dancing, there were all ones where she was being hilarious. Even one where you were working on the cookery programme that I loved.
Oh, gosh,
on BBC One, was it?
Yes, Chef, yeah.
Yeah, and it was behind the scenes of you in takes filming, just being hilarious.
I know, no wonder they didn't get season 3. Too much pissing around behind the scenes.
I loved it.
I did have a ball.
But that's you.
Yeah.
Fun all the time.
Yeah, I think you've got to enjoy whatever you're doing. Yeah. Whatever job I've done, I've always been very professional. No, I have. But also, I've always had fun with the people around me. So,
it's important.
I think I'll always be like that.
Yes, it's
that's
very
probably
important.
Why I don't work very much.
Work's overrated, Cherie. Very much so.
It is. So what about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, God. Surviving. Hanging on. And really just, I don't know. This holiday was a bit of a nightmare. It was very unorganised. Normally I plan. Didn't this time. Ava Lily wouldn't go to any clubs. She didn't want to do anything. She just wanted to be with me all the time. Her and Heath are different stages.
Yeah.
So that was quite difficult. We didn't go away. It was probably one of the worst that I've had, actually. Well, I was just like, come on, when is she going back?
I know, but now it's hard because she's a certain age, and Heath, you can't even go to the cinema together, can you? You can't do things like that yet. Eventually, it will get so much easier, Kelly.
Yeah.
It really will, because you'll
if
be able to enjoy
another
stuff. Oh, yes. What's the plan with that?
Oh, that's on hold at the moment, Cherie. Yeah. Everything's on hold at the moment. It's a funny old time. I don't know. Yeah, they're very different stages. She's going through this awkward sort of stage where she wants to be, she won't be in a room on her own.
Yeah.
She won't go to the toilet on her own.
Gosh.
So I'm hoping that her going back to school will break that again.
Yeah.
She'll become
a little bit more independent again.
I think she just always wants to be with Heath and I.
Yeah.
Because she just thinks Heath and I are together all the time.
Yeah.
Which we are, but.
Yeah, but listen, enjoy it because it will be a phase. And before you know it, she won't want to sit with you.
That's
or
it.
She won't want to hang out
or
with you.
Or hug me or,
no.
You know, I say that to her one day, you'll just look at me and slam the bedroom door on my face. Sure, sis. No, I'm going to live with you forever.
Oh,
that won't happen. If she's anything like I was, she'll be climbing
she'll be
out of windows and going out with boys at 11 o'clock at night, and I'll be wondering where she is. I did have a bit of a disaster this summer holiday, though. My hair.
I mean, you know, you said about this. You messaged me. You got a new hairdresser.
Well, only once. I'm not having her again.
I hope she's not listening.
I wasn't very happy with it at all, and I feel like I look like a badger.
You don't.
I just
what
tried
does she do?
New. Well, she's. I have my hair in a bob normally, but she didn't really cut a lot off. But she is a colour blending expert, and I think if you've got long hair, then it works, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But if you've got short hair like mine, and I don't wear it down a lot, except when I have it blow dry for an occasion,
yeah,
it doesn't really work. So she kind of has left the roots and just darkened them around the side to make it look more natural root colour.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I don't know.
And then, no, it doesn't look right. And then there's like blonde bits.
Oh, no.
And you know, I haven't had that feeling for years. You know, where you come out and you think, I've just paid for nothing.
Oh, like, no, that's awful.
It is a hot, you feel robbed.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Know, mugged and attacked and bereft. I was like, what is this? So I'm getting that sorted because I know I've got a lot of grey. But I also know when you're a mum and you depending on what you're doing, whether you're working at the time or whether you're at home with the kids, it depends on what kind of hairstyle you go for.
Yeah.
And I'm very low maintenance for me. And I like all my greys covered. I just like being blonde.
Yeah.
I'm not interested really.
In all these colour blends.
No, it doesn't work. And I can't grow it either. It just looks wrong when I grow it. I'm better off having it in a bob. It suits me.
Yeah.
So,
oh no, as long as mine, I just go for one colour and that's me roots, and as long as they're covered,
that's it. When you're great,
I'm fine. Yeah,
that's all you, when you get to a certain age, that's all I worry about. I just don't want those silvery things popping up and people seeing them, you know. Just cover them up, make me look half
decent.
Wait
till they start sprouting elsewhere, God, them silvery bits.
What, does that actually happen? Well, do you remember there's a scene in Sex and the City, isn't there? With Samantha.
Yeah.
And she says it's gone all grey. And so she dyes it. She looks like Bobo the Clown and it's all red, right, red down there.
No, but there's actual special hair dye you can buy for down below.
Oh, I don't know. I have mine all waxed off.
What, everything?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
So if it was grey, it wouldn't matter. And I mean, I'm not being funny. Mr. P never gets down there anyway. He doesn't see it. Bless him. Or maybe that's, you know, a good thing for him. I don't know. But he wouldn't notice because he never sees it.
Moving on swiftly.
Yeah. Let's do that very quickly. I wanted to talk about social media and mum shaming.
Yeah.
So you were on Lorraine for us. You were talking about you and you talked a lot about our podcast as well, which was fab. And we had our first ever episode, you talked about having a night nurse.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of a backlash after that. Lorraine talked to you about it, didn't they?
Christine Lampard. Yeah, she did. And I knew as soon as, you know, when you're being interviewed on TV and something like that comes up or in a magazine and you know, and I'm honest, I like to be honest with things, but it doesn't always wash with people or people always have an opinion about it. And yeah, I got some, like a lot of backlash, especially on the Mail online with the horrible comments and people sort of judging you for your situation or why you chose to do it. And it's awful sometimes. And sometimes that's why I think a lot of celebrities probably don't say or are not honest, because they can't be bothered with the backlash.
Well, it hurts, doesn't it? Because even though everyone will go, because I text you, don't read it. It's just... You do read it.
Yeah, people, you can't help it. You can't help it. You know, some people are nice and a lot of people do have an opinion.
Yeah.
And you sort of think, oh, God. And then I kind of think, well, why did I say it then? Why did I say it? I shouldn't, you know, reveal stuff like that, because it is horrible to read, you know, nasty comments. But then I just have to think, well, this is me. And, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to pretend my life is all... perfect, or I'm not going to pretend that I don't get help now and again. Do you know what I mean? I'm just not going to pretend.
I've got to say, if anyone from the Daily Mail ever listens to us, please just turn that comment section off online, because all it does is attract awful people.
I know, but the thing is, it does.
Someone actually told me they thought it was someone who worked there who does it, like a paid to listen. But the comments on there on purpose, it's unnecessary. Nobody wants to see other people being bashed, so just turn it off. Yeah. I love reading the Daily Mail online, all the showbiz
and
stuff.
And everyone's got their own opinion, but when I suppose it's written down, you know.
It's like a forum for come and be nasty.
Yeah.
And it's so irrelevant, and it just isn't needed, really. We don't need to encourage it.
No.
There's a lot of celebrity mums I've noticed on social media. And when they do post things, they are getting quite a bit of a backlash with people being unkind or putting their 10 pence worth in. Do you think when you get to a certain level, you know, if you are a celebrity mum, you've got so many followers, a million or whatever, that you should think more about stuff before you put it online? Or do you think just do it and, you know, it's going to come anyway?
I think it's a difficult one. Personally, probably wouldn't put stuff online, because
you don't put a lot of stuff about how you parent online. You're more fun and family pics, and that's it.
And I think as well, everyone has their own parenting skills. They have their own, you know, routine, and whatever suits that family or suits you as a mum, that's up to you, you know. And I'm not a judgy person. I'm not judgmental. I've never judge anybody for how they parent. It's completely up to the individual. But there are a lot of people out there that do have an opinion. But I don't think it's even to do with being a celebrity. I remember just being out when Taylor was a baby. And I don't think this lady, it was an older lady, and she didn't, I don't think she recognised me. I was on at Emmerdale at the time, but she didn't seem to recognise me. And Taylor had been in the pram and he kicked his socks off, which most babies do. When you put socks on them, they just kick them off.
They hate anything on their feet.
And then you put them back on for the 100th time. I think I've thought, oh, sod it, I'm not putting these socks back on. And she came up to me, this lady, and had such a go at me and said, how dare you let your child have no socks on? And I just said, you know, hold on a second. You haven't seen me try and put them on his feet. Unless I stick them to his feet, they're not staying on. There's nothing I can do. And then I thought, why am I explaining myself? I don't need to explain myself to you. But people always have an opinion, whether it's about parenting, whether it's about the way you drive, whether it was about what you spend. Everyone seems to have an opinion. And there's some people in the world that can't hide or can't keep their mouths closed. They have to say it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think especially when it comes to children or babies, a lot of people do have an opinion. And I think if you are in the, you know, public eye, you're just always going to get that backlash, whether it's through people being trying to give you friendly advice or people telling you off or people just being bitchy.
I was going to say,
you're going to get it.
The sad thing is, and I notice this when I look at certain comments on people's pages, is it is other women doing it to women. Yeah. And I think there's something really sad about that because I actually think, if you've had kids, you know, it doesn't matter what you say to the outside world, how easy it is. It isn't.
Yeah.
And everyone knows how difficult it is. And then to go and have a pop at someone else, whether they're a celebrity or not.
Yeah.
I think it's such a shame because actually, and a bit like what we do on the podcast, is we're there to support.
Yeah.
A safe space.
Yeah.
To say sometimes how bloody awful it can be and how difficult. And that's okay. Yeah. And have fun with it as well.
I just think there's ways you can give that advice that you're trying to, you know, don't criticize. I think, you know, you could say, oh, have you tried this? Or, oh, have you, you know, instead of being nasty and attacking, there's ways you can go around it if you feel like you're helping, you want to help.
Yeah.
But young girls get it, you know, that are in the public eye. I know all the young girls from Love Island have come out quite a lot and, you know, in magazine articles or on podcasts and said, you know, the backlash they get from the way they look or, you know, if they've posted a picture and they don't look as skinny as they did on the TV or whatever. And people just feel the right, that they feel that they have the right to tell them that. But then a lot of people would say, well, you put yourself in the public eye, you've got to expect the backlash. So it's that sort of double-edged sword, isn't it?
Is it worse, do you think, to have comments from people who are faceless or to have someone say something to you, to your face, in the street or at like a playgroup or something like that?
See, I think no one would say it to most people's faces. No. You know, I know my husband gets a lot of stick online and people are awful, like so cruel. But guaranteed, most of them, if they saw him, because I know he's met like Leeds United fans or whatever fan that dislikes him for whatever reason, will always come up to him and say, oh, can I have a picture? You know, I loved you at Leeds. I was devastated when you left or blah, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But online, these, like you say, these faceless people feel that they have the right that they could be so wicked and cruel and say, I hope your children die of cancer and stuff like that, which is disgusting. Would you say that to someone's face? No, you wouldn't. Mm. I'd like to see you try because I'd friggin' punch you in the face probably. But, you know, people feel the right that they can say stuff like that, which is absolutely disgusting. I don't like that kind of, you know, like, it takes it too far.
Yeah. It's horrible. I think people are ill.
But a lot of people, like Twitter and Instagram, you know, as much as they can, I know they're trying to monitor bad behaviour like that.
I think, and it needs to be
done. And it's hard because it's, how do you control a platform like that? It's so hard.
Well, I remember we had the medicinal chef on and we were just chatting to him sort of before we interviewed him and we said, oh, we know you're on Instagram and Facebook and everything, but can we promote you on Twitter when we get the episode out? And he just said, oh, he said, I'm not on Twitter. He says, such a hateful forum.
Yeah.
And I thought, God, you know what? Yes,
yeah.
It really is. Like, I've seen loads lately, particularly with footballers, actually. There was a load of stuff about Jamie Redknapp, really nasty, nasty things. And it was trending.
Yeah.
And all sorts of different. And I just think, and it's so easy because it's so hard to trap these people. They can shut down their accounts.
Of course they can.
They can open a new one.
Yeah.
And I think everyone
I think that's pretty sad. If someone's got the time to do that, then I think, actually, you're pretty sad.
I mean, why would you spend time doing something so hateful in the first place?
Yeah.
I think everyone loved Instagram when it started because it was all pictures.
Mm.
But I think that's becoming.
Well, it's just the comment, like you say, it's the negativity, the comments and stuff. But I think, hopefully we will get better as a society or a world where we're not so cruel. But you're always going to get it. Always going to get criticised. You're never going to make everybody happy. And there's no point in even trying.
No.
Do you know what I mean? But I always think I am sort of careful that what I put out there, you know, because I know some people say, you know, what do you know? Or, and I don't claim to know anything, but I don't know. I think I'm a bit more
mindful.
Well,
we had a review. We've had, I'm going to say this now.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, so we always get great reviews. If you listen to us and you've left us a lovely review, thank you so much. And we've been so lucky since we started to have a number of lovely ones, all lovely.
Yeah.
But we have had one, which wasn't so nice recently, actually, where they actually said, you know, that we claim to be experts and we're not. So let me just put you straight on that. We ain't no experts.
No.
And we don't claim to be. We just like to support mums, support women, and talk about real life and have fun with it. And so I read that and thought, oh, no. And it was quite not nice. And I thought, well, you're entitled to your opinion, but we never
they haven't obviously listened to a lot of our podcast then to say that we claim to be experts. Because we're far from it.
It's in the title, Hot Mess. That's what we are. Completely and utterly, we're a hot mess.
Absolutely.
You know? Ridiculous.
I know. Well, I am the hot mess mum. This week, when my daughter, I thought it was her first day of school, Matilda, high school, starting high school. I thought it was Tuesday. No, it's Thursday.
Oh,
I'm so rubbish at things like that.
Tell me you didn't make her put her uniform on.
No, I didn't. A friend of mine did that this morning, and her little girl was so excited to go to school. And she was all dressed up, had the picture. Half an hour later, obviously all the mums had come onto her Instagram and said, school's not today, it's tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And a poor little girl was kicking off, so she videoed her kicking off.
Oh,
that's a hot mess mum for you. Yeah, I'm rubbish at things like that.
Yeah, I am.
Just before Ruby started sixth form, she had to get her grades for her GCSEs. So she only got them a couple of weeks ago. So we knew she didn't want to buy any uniform just in case she didn't get into the school. So we left her uniform right to the last minute. Well, we turn up to the shop, not one thing left.
I know. Well,
so she's got to go into school in her old uniform, and she is fuming because the sixth form uniform's navy and hers is green, her old uniform. And that's me. I'm terrible.
Well, we did a similar thing with Ava Lily. I just couldn't be bothered to face the Trafford Centre at all. So on Sunday, she went back the Tuesday. On the Sunday, we took off to the M&S school shop.
Oh, yeah. It's quite good, that M&S school shop.
Well, it wasn't that good this
time. Oh, okay.
It was so late, everything had gone.
Nothing left.
And I couldn't get her a certain top in her size. And one of the women that works there, talking about judging and all that, I said to her, I'm not being funny. I said, you've got every size going apart from 6 to 7. There were no 6 to 7s in anything. And she just turned around and she went, well, the thing is, the school holiday's actually over and you've left it till the last minute. So most parents come at the beginning of the, no word of a lie, most parents come at the beginning of the holiday, so what do you expect? Well, old Kelly, well, normal Kelly would be like, pardon me, what did you say? You know, and have a go. But I felt so low that day with it all and stressed out. I just looked at her and I think my eyes must have welled up like I was going to cry. And she went, but you could order it online and start to kind of soften the blow. When she walked off, I said to Chris, I'm going to complain about her. You can't speak to somebody like that, you know.
Because
but
no one knows what anyone's going through or why you're late or whatever. I sent Harry because I've not been very well, so I had to send him to get the school shoes. Big mistake. They all came back with shoes 2 sizes too big. I was like, what the hell? And he said they told... In his Australian accent, they told me they were they felt fine. I went, Harry, literally, there's a big space at the front and there's a big space at the back. So Dolly insisted on wearing her new shoes for the first day, and she said they fell off her feet 3 times.
Oh no!
So she's back in her old ones. She'll have to wait to grow into the other ones.
Oh, Harry.
But yeah, never leave the fellas to do it either.
Oh no! Well, it's always down to us, isn't it?
I know, but let's then when you're not organised like us, Kelly,
I know.
maybe what sometimes they should take over.
I know. Oh dear, well, we're a mess, aren't we?
I know.
A complete mess.
I know.
Christmas is on the way as well.
Oh my God,
scary.
Stop with that word.
All the card shops have got the Christmas stands.
Have they? I haven't been shopping for ages.
And they started to put their tins of chocolate in the supermarket.
What?
I know.
That makes me feel a bit sick because I think, when were those chocolates made?
I know.
And we've not even near Christmas yet.
My Nana Jean, bless her, she rang me and she said, it's just a bit too early for me. I'm more sort of late October, November when I start to get my
Christmas
said,
bits in.
But
that's ridiculous. We haven't even had Halloween yet.
I know.
And there's Christmas stuff.
I know.
Isn't
it's
it
scary,
awful? I've still got the summer blues. I've got the blues that, you know, summer is over.
Well, you weren't around for a lot of summer. Where's Cherie? Cherie's on holiday. When is Cherie back?
Let me tell you, I made the most of it. I think we kind of made a real effort this time, well, this year especially, because Harry's been out of work. So he's been around for the summer holidays, which is not normally. It's like the first time in years that he's had the whole summer off. And also because Taylor's 18 now, and I'm sure he won't want a holiday with us next year. So we kind of made that conscious sort of decision to have a real family time, even though everyone wanted to probably kill each other by the end of it. We've created memories, and, you know, I don't know what's going to happen next year. Harry hopefully will be working, and Taylor will be off probably.
You never know. My next door neighbour's eldest is 22, 23, and it was their wedding anniversary. And they decided to go to America and do like a road trip. So they did like California and so LA, San Fran, Vegas, all of that. Yeah, did a big trip for, I think it was 3 weeks. And all the kids wanted to go with them.
Oh.
So the eldest is 22, 23. Then their middle child's at university. And their third, he is about 15. And they all wanted to go. So it turned out
because
to be,
they're all skint and their mum and dad are paying.
They paid for the lot. It turned out to be really expensive. So you don't know. Taylor might still want to come away.
Yeah, he
you,
might.
You know?
Yeah, I know. He probably will. Hopefully he will. But yeah, it was just that kind of feeling that we've not all been together like this in years. So we kind of did make the most of it.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I've got like a touch of the blues, because I kind of think, you know, life for us again is changing so much with Taylor, you know, now sort of going out into the big wide world. And the kids all, you know, the others, all the girls growing up. I just think, oh God, I get all anxious. It's horrible. And it's silly because I think, you know, they're growing up, they're all happy, they're all good and healthy. But I just think, you know, when you... It, just all these stages where life is changing. I don't know. It makes me really anxious.
It's
I can't
funny,
sleep at
isn't
night.
It? No,
it's awful.
Well, no, but kids, it does that to you, I think, when you've had kids. You know, you do lie awake and like worrying about them for different reasons. It's funny, isn't it? Because when they're small, like what mine are at the minute, and it's chaos and I don't feel like I have any me time at all.
Yeah.
People say to me, like you say, it's all go so fast, hold on, love it and enjoy it. And then they get to like a bit older like yours.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, I wish they were still young.
Yeah.
They're getting older.
I know.
And so you're going through all these different stages when you're a mum.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't stop. My mum still says the same, like when we celebrated her birthday the other day, and she still said, you know, I still worry so much about you all. I still, you know, if one of my brothers lost his job recently and he was out of work for a couple of months, and now he's got three jobs have come along now.
Oh, wow.
So he's sorted, but my mum will have sleepless nights worrying about, and he's like 47 years old, but she worries that how's he going to pay his mortgage? You know, he's got to provide for his children, blah, 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 blah. And she will lay, you know, she'll lie awake at night worrying about him. And that's what I mean. Being a mum or being a parent, mum or dad, the worry just never stops, even when they're older. We're in it for the long run, aren't we, Kelly?
We are. Well, my Nala Jean sounds so much like Mama Murphy. She's a lot older than Mama Murphy. She's 87, but she is very similar. So my brother is 35. No, yeah, 35. And he was away on... He rings every night after work. I can't remember what day it was this week. One of the days this week, he was away in London. And I got a phone call at 8 o'clock at night saying, Kelly, I haven't heard from him. I don't know what's going on. Can you text him and find out if he's okay?
Aww.
And I was like, right, okay. So I texted him and said, are you all right? Because like, you haven't rang down on your way home from work. Well, I got this great big message about shoot the messenger. I've been to London. I told her I was seeing a friend afterwards for dinner. Now I'm on the train. I've got 7% battery. I'm 35 years old, you know. So I just rang her, relayed it all back to her. And she went, I'm going to get into trouble. And I went, well, actually, I've been shot first.
Yeah.
So you're all right. So I just replied to him and went, okay.
Aww.
I mean, what do you say? But she's exactly the same. And she's like that with us and the kids all the time. You know, I try not to tell her stuff. If things aren't going well, I always end up telling her, but I try not to.
And look, you don't want them to worry. I'm the same. My mum, I don't really tell her a lot of stuff just because I don't want her to worry. I know she's got enough on her plate.
And this will be us, and this is us as well. We'll be the same.
I know.
You know, it's crazy.
Learning from the best, though.
Yes, that's it. Mama Murphy and Nala Jean. Yeah. Your mum looks amazing, by the way.
Oh, she does, bless her.
Birthday photo. She looks
soap and water.
Incredible.
She doesn't use anything else.
It's like Nan.
She dyes her own hair and cuts it. She doesn't go for any facials, nothing. God. My mum is the most low maintenance woman ever.
She's stunning, Sheree.
Oh, she looks good, bless her.
Yeah, she does.
She really does. So we're all proud of her. Bless her. She's the sweetest lady. Tells us all off, still the same.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. She keeps us in line.
Well, that's a lovely note to finish on.
Yes.
It's been nice just catching up, just us two. Next time, don't drive. Let's get some gin out while we do this. And we'll get Harry to drop you off and pick you up.
Definitely.
That's needed.